from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And you know, every week I like to announce that our sponsor is Hydramay Skin Nutrition. And so the special treat that I have for y'all tonight is that Marjorie, who is Hydramay Skin Nutrition, is going to explain how that all came to be and how it works and what the mission is and all that kind of stuff. And I am real excited about that because she can explain it way better than I can because she tells people about it every day. So, Marjorie, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Dr. Valerie, and thank you for having us on as a guest tonight. We're so excited. Thank you for putting the spotlight on me here. Are there any questions that you would like to have me answer that come to your mind first?
Well, actually, I was hoping that you would kind of give a little history about how it all got started. And the whole reason, let me tell the listeners first, that the reason that I have Marjorie on first is because she told me I put her to sleep. So I had to have her on at the beginning of the show so she can snooze through the rest of it.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. Please tell everybody how that came to be.
Okay, I shall. 20 years ago, I worked in a hair salon, and I was an artist manicurist, and I would do sculpture nails on normal hands, but also on disfigured fingers, fingers that had been injured in some capacity. And I used a lot of chemicals, worked with a lot of chemicals, and worked with a lot of different lotion products. And I really was very unhappy with a lot of things that were out there. And then I went into health food store settings and tried to use some products from the health food stores that would help, people's skin, hands, and things. Because, of course, hand-arm massage is part of the service. And I wasn't pleased. But 20 years ago, there wasn't the capacity to hire a chemist and go into the formulation of a product. What happened was 3 years ago, my grandmother had died. And after her death, this intuitive sense came over me and said, Marjorie, combine what you know and just do it. And I was sitting next to a woman one afternoon, and I was talking to her about how I was interested in finding a chemist. And I had a really nice formula that I think that would make a beautiful hand, body, total body nutrition, as well as moisturize and hydrate the skin. And she said to me, well, I'm a chemist, and I'm interested, and I think I can help you with this. And so there it began. It took about a year to work with her on this, and what she thought was going to be relatively easy to do turned out to be a little bit more thought and, playtime in the lab, so to speak. And eventually we did get there, to make a long story super short. Mm-hmm. And so here we are today with the Hydramay Skin Nutrition, which is formulated with 10 organic botanicals and patented silver hydrosol. And the whole formula is granderized with grander technology from Austria. And
now,
so what
you might
we
need
have,
to explain that.
Yeah, and I shall. What we have in conclusion is a skin nutrition that will hydrate, nourish, and moisturize. So you have a complete delivery system is what we're doing here. So if you're going to buy anything that will moisturize, you may as well purchase something that will nourish and moisturize and hydrate. And how we do this is the organic botanicals all contain antioxidants, and they're rich in EFAs, omegas 3 and 6, and omega 9, vitamins and minerals. And what we've done is we've blocked out all the humectants, meaning there are no humectants in this product. The product is so rich that your skin is left feeling very emollient, yet energized. And that's what Grandeur does. And see, what Grandeur does, quite simply, is it tightens and energizes the molecular structure to enhance tissue penetration, quite simply. Well,
yeah, go ahead. Hello? Uh-oh. Did we lose Marjorie or did we lose me? Hello? Well, I'm going to keep on talking because I think we lost Marjorie. Either that or I'm going to be talking to myself here. So we'll have to get Marjorie back. And since there are storms all over the place, I'm presuming that's what the problem is. And Seth, just let me know when you get Marjorie back. Let me know when you get Marjorie back, please. And until then, let me just explain the Grandeur as a process. And hopefully Marjorie will come back on and explain that a little bit more. But what it does is it changes the pH of water and changes the actual molecular structure of the water. And so it's quite interesting. You can even get little stir sticks that you can, you know, stir your water with and then drink. And it will change the pH, and you can actually set what pH you would like to have in your water. So this is great for having alkalinized water. When you're dealing with skin products, what you're looking for is something that is going to penetrate the skin and is not going to destroy the acid mantle of the skin, because that's your protective mantle. And so when she's talking about how it took a year to get the formula perfected, I would suspect that that's what happened, was that they had to figure out how to get that to actually penetrate the skin and go in. And I can tell you that I use the cream myself. That's the only thing that I use on my face. And, you know, the reason I do that is because it's the only thing I've found that actually keeps my skin soft. And so my litmus test for this kind of stuff is if I put a cream on my face and it feels soft while it's on there, then it has to stay soft after I wash my face. If I wash my face and my skin is feeling tight or dry, then I know that it hasn't really penetrated. It's just been a surface treatment. And I find that that's the way a lot of creams are out there. And I've gone the gamut of, you know, I had one cream that was about $400. And it really didn't even do as well as Marjorie's stuff does, which is really reasonably priced, you know. So for about, I think it's around $20, $20 to $25, you can get yourself a, you know, a big bottle of this stuff that actually soaks in and is nutrition for your skin, which I think is a great thing because, you know, I am a naturopathic physician, and so I'm looking for the natural ways, the kinder, gentler ways that are actually going to create a good, not only the acid mantle for the skin, but also, you know, good nutrition underneath the skin. And your skin is constantly changing and moving. And, you know, you're going to get rid of all the skin cells very rapidly compared to the rest of your body. You know, those skills mature and they push up towards the top and then they leave. Well, and then we do things like exfoliation, which is the very simplest. You take some almond meal or some oatmeal and you put it in with your soap and you rub it on your skin. The only problem is soap is very drying. So a lot of us, as we age, will start using oils and things like that. But you still need the abrasive nature, something to take off the top layer of dense skin cells. So what I noticed as I started doing that and using Marjorie's preparation is that the layer of skin right after I put the almond meal on my face And I would do a little mask. You know, I do the yogurt mask thing. It's got to be natural. I've also done apricots and cream and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But anyway, I would put that mask on my face, and it would feel tight, you know, in about 20 minutes, and I'd go ahead and rinse it off, and then I'd put on Marjorie's cream. And I was just amazed at how soft my skin felt, and it stayed that way. And then I tried just washing my face a couple times after that, and, you know, not putting anything on, and the skin still stayed soft. So that's my litmus test. You know, if you're going to buy something that you're going to put on your face, you know, you want it to be something that's nutritive. So that's why I had wanted to have Marjorie on. I don't know what happened to her. So I'm presuming that we still did not get Marjorie back. Well, guys, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what happened. Hopefully she will, she'll get back at least in a few minutes. And Marjorie, if you can hear me, please do call us back. And Seth, if you can hear me, please try to get Marjorie back, because I really would like her to finish telling the rest of the story so I don't misremember it, you know. And
hi.
Are you back?
We had technical difficulties. I apologize.
I'm glad you're back. I was just telling everybody I don't want to misremember the story, so... please continue.
Okay, where did we leave off?
You were talking about the ingredients. We got to the oils and the vitamins and the grander process. So if you would explain what grander does. I told them basically that you can set the alkalinity and that it changes the structure of water, and so it penetrates better. And that's as far as I got.
Right. I keep it real simple when I explain grander, because grander can become very, very scientific. And what we do for our purpose and for what we're using grander for with regard to the whole formula is we're using it to tighten the molecular structure and energize the product to enhance tissue penetration. You know, simply put. And it's quite effective that way. For anybody who wishes to try the product, we will include a 2-ounce travel size as a free gift with their purchase for listening to your show.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're very, very welcome. And men enjoy the product quite a bit because it is it's not greasy. And people would think that with the 10 organic botanicals that it would be oily, and it's not. It's all in how it's formulated. It's all in how it's put together, and the way the emulsion takes shape. All of that has an impact on the overall finished product. So it's something that you need to really experience to appreciate.
I would agree with that. I was telling them while we were waiting for you to find your way back that I do all the natural stuff, and, you know, so I do the things like I combine almond meal with oils or with yogurt and, you know, scrub my face that way and then put the product on. And my litmus test is always, is my skin still soft even after I wash the stuff off?
Yeah.
And it is with your product. And I've used some creams that were $400 that didn't do that.
Wow.
So, see, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, you know, we tell people, you know, this is a great option for people who are looking for a chem-sensitive, multi-purpose product to achieve total wellness and beauty and comfort. And chem-sensitive, this is such a clean product. There's nothing in it but the oils and the emulsifiers to keep the whole thing from separating. And then, of course, you have your silver, which silver's been used, as you know, for over 6,000 years. In the medical and public health. And consumers may notice, with the incorporation of silver, they may notice even smoother, softer skin, okay? And they can use it as a sidekick for bug bites, burns, itchy skin, and there's many people who are using it for scalp massage. So it's actually a super anti-ager because of the silver, making it most effective to slow down skin degeneration.
I hadn't thought about that, but I was telling the people, you know, that's the only thing I use on my face now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that that it does keep the skin soft, and
mm-hmm.
I really have very few wrinkles in my face.
Oh, and, no, yeah, you're beautiful, yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'll pay you afterwards, okay?
Oh. People don't know that we've met, you know.
Yeah, really. We have met, and Marjorie had a gathering. One of the first gatherings that we ever did with the Quantum Vortex was at Marjorie's place, and then we visited the last time that we came through too. So we had a lot of fun, and
mm-hmm.
and really enjoyed just, you know, playing with the different quantum physics stuff. But
mm-hmm.
And so I've had a chance now to test your cream for a while, and I didn't get a chance to mention to the people that you also have a body wash and you have product for men. And
right.
I can't say enough about this product, you know, honestly, because it's natural, which is what I love. And I was telling people I scrub my face with almond meal and then, you
yes.
know, to exfoliate. And then I use yogurt, do a yogurt mask, and then I put your product on and my skin stays soft. I don't use anything fancy. I put your product on twice a day and even in the winter. And here it gets very, very dry. And
yeah,
it kind of like sucks all the moisture out of your skin very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's not like when it snows back east. You know, back east it's still wet.
You're right. It is very damp and cold here. There's a difference. We have a brand new batch that just came from California. I'm going to send you several bottles of it. And we've even tweaked it even more. It's better. It's even better now. You know, it was very good before, and we've worked on it even more and intensified it. I'm a perfectionist. And so when I say that we've been working on it to tweak a couple different things, I'm serious to emphasize that with you. So you'll see when you receive them.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And would you tell people where they can get your product, too?
Well, they can tour the website. It's very comprehensive. And that is www.hydramay.com, spelled HYDRAME.com. And there are several pages there about the nutrients, how it's formulated. There's a retail locations page. And there's also, if there's not a store near you, you can purchase directly there from the website.
Awesome, thank you. And then,
welcome.
And then they should mention that they heard it on the show in order to get their free small bottle, right?
Well, we have a special, and the 2 ounce travel size will be included. If they would like to send an email in addition to their purchase, we would like to also put in a complimentary lip balm or a finger split repair balm.
Ooh.
Which it's wonderful. The finger split repair balm works in association with the Hydramay Skin Nutrition. And how that works, quickly I'll explain, is the finger split repair balm has arnica tincture and calendula.
Mm-hmm.
And that reduces inflammation and pain. And around your index and thumb, where you're people are prone to get deep furrows in their fingertips from dry weather or paper, a lot of work with paper, or being outside. Put the finger split repair balm around those areas, rub it in a circular motion, and then apply the skin nutrition. What you're doing is you're tightening the remedy, and you're going to enhance a skin renew. You're going to maximize the properties of both products, and you will see a difference by the morning. I recommend doing that at night, in the evening.
Very nice. I didn't know you had that product.
We didn't talk about that, did we?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, see? Yeah. We're learning things here.
Uh-huh. Well, I love what you've done, Marjorie, because, like I said, I look for all the very natural things. We got enough crap being thrown at us in the air and in our water and in the food that they're neglecting to tell us is GMO and all this kind of stuff. And so I'm looking to be more of a purist than ever before because of that. And,
right.
You know, I don't want to put anything on my face that's got things that I can't pronounce in it.
Right. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm so grateful that you appreciate what we do have. And this is a labor of love. This is our gift to humankind. We're doing this because we want as many people as possible to try and experience and be in love with the Hydromade products, because they're for everyone. And this is what we're doing, is to spread this to men, women, and families.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
For,
and thank you for coming on the show and explaining that. And if anybody has any questions, you need to call in like right now or fast chat right now, because the next thing we're going to do is where I get to put Marjorie to sleep. And I'll be doing the compassion meditation.
I'm going to stay tuned to listen to that. I will make it through that.
You will, huh?
Yes, I think I will. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dr. Valerie, for having me on. It's been a pleasure to talk with you again.
Likewise, and thank you so much for supporting the show. And I think it's important that people understand that this is what you call a real new dimension type of relationship, where everybody helps each other. And this is what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's my pleasure. I'm very proud to sponsor you and the Enlightened Medicine Show. It's an honor.
Well, thank you. It's quite an honor for me, too. And I appreciate you doing that so much. And I'll tell you, it's just so cool to have you in support of the show and to be able to experience your product. So thank you. And I hope the listeners will take this to heart and to realize that everything that we've said is true, and that they can depend on that product, and that they can see a difference in their skin, and at least they'll know they're nourishing their skin and, not putting things in there they're going to do deep down tissue damage like a lot of the stuff.
Oh, right. Oh, sure. Yeah, there's testimonials on the website if they're interested as well, but the product has true integrity, and we're very proud of it, and we're very proud of the responses that we have received, and especially from the men. Again, I'm emphasizing that because men typically, they cringe about the product, but this was designed with the intention that men would use this too. So.
Well, and I got to say that John still looks like a manly man. So
I know it. Yeah.
So guys, you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to turn into a metrosexual. So you won't have to go
John,
get manicures.
Yeah, John, 26 years worked for a leading construction company here in Cleveland. He was the head foreman. If anybody looks like a manly man, it's John. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a fan of the products and uses them daily.
Yep, and he's still looking real masculine, so guys, don't be afraid to try this product.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you again for having me on, and I look forward to listening to the Christmas meditation.
You betcha. Thank you so much. So get yourself comfortable.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, people, if you are driving, if you're listening to this on the archives or something, you need to pull over for this next part. Make sure that if you have water boiling for tea or something like that, that you turn it off. Make sure that you're safe, no candles near a window where there's something blowing across it or anything, because this is going to hopefully get you extremely relaxed. So what we're going to do tonight is what I call a compassion meditation, where we are going to really connect at a very, very deep level with the heart of creation. So everybody get comfortable. If you lay down, just realize you may fall asleep. And that's okay, as long as you're safe. Other than that, I'll try to wake you up when we get to the end of this, but I'm not promising anything other than that you'll be very relaxed. Yeah, no snoring, too. Okay. So let's start out with turning off any distractions. Turn off your cell phone, your home phone, you know, whatever. Because when you're in a meditative state, it will rip you out and unbalance you if you have too much noise that happens unexpectedly. And so I suggest that you turn off anything that's going to be distracting to you. Turn off the TV, because even if you have the sound down, the flickering of the TV can actually still act through your eyelids. And you want to really be able to connect with the heart of the creation. Okay, so now let's start with a nice deep breath. And just let it fall gently out of your body. And another nice deep breath all the way down to the bottom of your tummy. And release it gently, gently, letting it fall out of your body. And now a really big deep breath all the way down to your toes. And then let it come back out and fall gently out of your body, taking any tension, any darkness with it. Now continue to breathe slow and deep. And just feel yourself sinking into the chair or the bed. Just let your body relax. Just allow every portion of your being to just let go. Continue to breathe slow and deep. And see yourself in the center of a brilliant blue cloud. Gorgeous, sparkling blue everywhere, all around you. And take a nice deep breath and breathe the blue inside of you. And notice that it enlivens your tissues as it goes in. Continue to breathe in the blue. And you can even follow it with your consciousness to the farthest reaches of your toes, all the way through your brain, until you are filled with sparkling blue. And then feel yourself floating right in the middle of this blue. And you can tell yourself, this is the love of God, and I am safe. And you may hear some angelic music. Or it may be very quiet. And now take a nice deep breath and smile. Feel your smile go all the way down to your toes until every cell in your body is smiling. And now we're going to take a little trip into the past. And we're going to gently float through the night until we find ourselves in a beautiful little simple barn. And we hear the contented movements of the animals around. And we see shining beings kneeling over a newborn baby who who is glowing. Oh, he is so beautiful. He glows golden white, and you can almost see right through him. He's the most beautiful baby you've ever seen. And we see the parents gazing upon him in wonder. And we hear the angels singing. And we look upon this simple scene. And we feel such love in this room, radiating out of the center of that little baby. And that brilliant golden white light goes through us and around us, through and around every person and every animal there, through and around even the straw and the dirt and the beams of wood. Now take a deep breath and bring as much of that light within you as you can. How beautiful. See that gold and white light completely permeating every portion of your being, and especially your heart. And you might hear a hum, a very deep and very solemn and extremely powerful hum. And then you hear other deep and powerful hums. And as you look up through the ceiling of this simple little barn, you look for the source of these hums. And you look to the moon. And you notice that it has a hum. And you look to the stars, and each one of them has a different hum. And you rise up on your cloud of blue. And you float to the other side of the earth where the sun is shining. And you gaze upon the sun and you hear the hum of the sun. So powerful. And you look out into the galaxy. And you listen now with the ears of love. And you hear the symphony of all of creation. It has such harmony. And as you hear this, every cell in your body vibrates with love. And now the angels draw near. And they have such joy upon their faces. And the sound of their singing continues. And it surrounds you. And it uplifts you even farther. And you find yourself drifting, drifting out into the galaxy, going towards the central sun, and the chorus gets louder. And now you find yourself in a brilliant crystalline hall filled with this incredible, brilliant golden white light. And shining beings approach you and welcome you. You walk with them into the central hall. And you are seated in a circle. And as you sit with all of these beautiful shining beings next to you, and everyone in a circle, you realize that the scene with the tiny glowing baby is projected like magic in the center of this circle. And in the beat of the heart of that one, you hear love. You hear compassion. And you hear support. You hear that you are not alone. You hear that the truth is contained within each heart of every being on Earth, as well as on every planet in existence. Even the ones that you thought of as dark, there is that spark of love and compassion within. For that is the truth of the creation. And as you gaze with wonder upon this beautiful baby who has come to remind the world of our true destiny, you feel within yourself the spark within your heart growing bigger. You take a deep breath now, and it grows even bigger. And you exhale any darkness. You take another big breath, and that spark grows even bigger. And it crowds out any darkness, any fear, any loneliness. And it all just vanishes. It dissolves in the light. And you take another deep breath now, and it expands throughout your entire body. Brilliant golden white light. And now you know the truth. We are love. We are compassion. We are connected with every other heart in existence, with every other spark, even with beings who have no body as we know it. Each one has a spark of the divine within. And through that spark, we are connected. The truth of everything is within that spark within each of us. And now you hear the joyous laughter of this beautiful baby, because he knows that you feel it. And you hear very distinctly, "Let not thy heart be troubled." deep within yourself, you feel compassion increasing, love increasing, connection increasing. You take a deep breath in order to let some of this go out into the world. It flows to all of your neighbors within this circle. It flows to the beautiful baby that was sent to us to remind us of our divinity. It flows now to all of those that you know and love. And even to those who might have given you trouble. How could it not? Now you know the truth. That everyone is divine. And you feel the joy and the love. This is why we celebrate this season. It has nothing to do with the normal gifts that we give. It has everything to do with love and compassion. We remind ourselves for a season of the truth. And that is the value of the Christmas season. And Hanukkah. And Kwanzaa. And any other that comes within this season. It's all a reminder of the truth of our divinity. It's all a reminder to be connected. And it's all a reminder not to get comfortable because we aren't from here. And now you hear very clearly the sound within your own heart. Whether it's a deep hum or a high tinkling bell or an electrical sound, a chime, a purr, whatever that sound is the sound of your connection through compassion and love with the entire creation. And now you take a deep breath and think of everyone that you love here. And send that sound to them now. What a beautiful symphony. Can you hear the sound of their hearts too? Feel the return of that love. And now you notice around you your guidance team. They are crying and laughing and hugging you, welcoming you to your remembrance. How much they love you. open your heart and show them how much you love them. And when you go to bed tonight, come back to this place and again connect with your team and let the last thing as you go to sleep be the recollection of this connection, this love, this compassion. And let this guide your steps, your thoughts, and everything that you do. Let this be so that we may truly have heaven on earth. Let our hearts rejoice in our connection. And know that the one that we know as the Savior of our Earth is also the Savior of many other planets and came here by many, many names, not just the Christian name. Because a great truth and great compassion, such as that one has for us, cannot be contained in a simple, singular vessel. It is beyond comprehension. Now come back to the here and now. Move around a little bit. Make sure that you're all the way back. Open your eyes. And feel within the center of your heart the difference. And have compassion for yourself and the human condition. And now if you have to get up and go anyplace, let's do a little grounding. You can sit if you must, or if you can, stand up. Close your eyes and see coming from the center of Mother Earth a brilliant emerald green light streaking up through the bottoms of your feet, all the way up through your body, out the top of your head, into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, out the back, through the back of Mother Earth, so that you stand connected with a brilliant ring of emerald green light, connected and grounded to Earth. Now see coming from the center of God itself a brilliant golden light, streaking through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, down through your body, out your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the back, through the back of the cosmos, and through the back of God itself, so that now you stand connected with a brilliant golden ring of light to heaven and God itself. And now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light streaking out through the cosmos, right through the heart of God itself, out the back, through the hearts of every being in the cosmos, through the heart of Mother Earth and every other planet and star in existence, back in through your back, so that now you stand connected with love, truth, and compassion through the hearts of everything in existence. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. Okay. How'd you guys do? Is everybody back? I know I put some people to sleep. And yes, Dale Ray, those angels do sing good tunes, that's for sure. They sing creation into being. So how's everybody feel? Are you all back? Okay. I got people back here. We're having our own little meditation session here. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. And again, when you go to sleep tonight, please do go back to this spot. And it's very easy to get there very, very quickly. All you have to do is remember the baby. Go right back to that brilliant one. And then you can take a little trip any place you want to. And you can go further. And I guarantee you that going to sleep that way every night will change your life. You'll become kinder and gentler and yet more powerful at the same time. You'll be able to walk through everything in this life and not lose your balance. You'll be able to see the truth and to have compassion for those that don't. And isn't that kind of the biggest problem a lot of us have? We get very impatient because we know who we are, for crying out loud. How come these other people don't know it? Not that we think we're more important, but that we may recognize our divinity and the divinity of all. And sometimes it's hard to be here, you know? So with this type of a compassion meditation, you might have got that the compassion was not just for everyone else, but for you too. It's not something that you just give to others. It's something that you give to yourself. So I can't wait to hear what happens, you guys. Email me and let me know how you do. I'm sure we're going to have some really interesting stories, and I'd love to read them on the air. So please keep a pad and pen or pencil next to your bedside so that you can write everything down. There's a gift in this compassion meditation that you'll find if you do it tonight when you go to sleep. And it's pretty interesting. And that takes us up to almost the minute. That was fun, guys. Happy holidays to you all. Whatever you call it, whatever your religious source is or not, I wish you stress-free happiness during this holiday season. Please be compassionate with yourselves, too. Love yourselves. You're worth it. And for those of you that have family and friends to be with, just enjoy the heck out of them, will you? Have a great time. And if you're not around family and friends, and for some reason you're by yourself, that's okay. Aren't you pretty good company? And there'll be plenty of people that are in that situation. Some people have to work. Some people have chosen to be by themselves. Just give yourself a hug if you are alone. And realize that sometimes we have to have that rest. Just like the crops in the field, we have to just kind of be without sometimes in order to heal and just recognize it as a resting phase. So, boy, that was fun. I'm glad that you guys came in and got to listen to all that and have fun. Happy holidays to everybody. I'm glad that you tuned in, and we'll see you next week. In the meantime, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. I love you guys. Nighty-night. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.